In the time of Noah, over 4,000 years ago, the world was in love with sin, except one family. One family. God knew what the world needed. And so the great flood covered the earth, and everyone died except that one family, Noah, his three boys and their wives, and Noah's wife. In the time of Abraham, about 3,900 years ago, sin was running rampant, with many people doing terrible things to one another, and their lives were mostly about sinning. God knew what the world needed, and so he rained fire and brimstone on the two worst offending cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, until they were no more. And then, well over 2,000 years ago, the world had fallen in love with physical and earthly desires and with lies instead of truth. God knew what the world needed. But it wasn't trees all lit up and all that comes with that. He knew the world needed a rescuer, someone to get the world back on track, to save them. To get them to change their ways. God knew that the only one who could possibly do that was himself in the person of his son, Yeshua, Jesus. And so he sent his son, Yeshua, or Jesus, to be born in a stable. He was humbled as a child who needed to rely on his mother and earthly father to provide and care for his needs until he was grown. The saying that Jesus is the reason for the season is true, but we can't lose sight of the reason that he came in the first place. For that fact, we are truly grateful. During this Christmas, this special celebration tonight, which will lead to other celebrations in our families, let's give thanks for him, for one another, and for those who know him. Let us pray for those that do not yet know him, that Jesus would reveal himself to them, and that they would truly celebrate the birth of our rescuer, our Savior, Jesus, this Christmas. Now, in the message that the angels delivered to the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth, we first learn what Christmas is all about. God had sent his son to earth to become human. This was not man's idea. It was God's idea. Christmas was not man's initiative. It was God's initiative. Christmas came about because of God. And tonight, let's try to celebrate the reasons why God did what he did at Christmas. Now, I think we can all agree that because there was no room at the inn in Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary's only option was to find shelter in a stable. We just sang that, remember, in the little town of Bethlehem? Having visited the Holy Land twice, once in 1999 and the second time that we were there was in 2014, you come to realize that this stable was not a wooden shelter, but instead it's a cave where the animals had shelter, especially those who had or were about to give birth. Please understand that. That's what the stable was for. When Jesus was born, for his safety, he was placed in a manger. Many, including myself, have preached about a manger being a feeding trough, and that's true. How many of us have seen a Christmas card or photo of what was believed to be the kind of manger that Jesus was laid in? How many of you? You've seen pictures, drawings, Christmas cards. Did you know that in ancient Israel, mangers were made of stone? That's the truth, but there's a reason for that. They were not all that comfortable, but they were very, very protective. You've heard me say many times that Bethlehem is actually the name Bet-Lechem, and it means house of bread. It was where young David, the shepherd, who became king, lived. Now, Bethlehem is only about 5 miles from Jerusalem to the south, near a hill known for raising the sacrificial lambs for the temple. And when those lambs were born, they would be wrapped in cloth and put in the stone manger. There's a correlation here, my friends. Not all of the lambs were to be put there, just the ones that they thought were without blemish and suitable for the blood sacrifices that would take place twice a day at the temple. They believed that sacrifices covered sin. These were the lambs that Bethlehem was famous for. The priests wanted to keep the lambs safe without bumps or bruises, so they'd wrap them up tightly. They'd swaddle them in special cloth, wrapping them like precious and terribly fragile bottles of wine, and then they'd lay them in the stone manger, the stone feeding trough. Now, the word manger is only mentioned in one account of Jesus' birth in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 2 that we read tonight. And it makes sense. There's really only a small group of people who would understand the significance, and they're the ones who hear the words. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And those people are the shepherds. When they heard those words, a light went on, and they realized exactly what was taking place. They knew that the cloths, what the cloths and the manger meant. The angel said, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." To the shepherds, it was great news. It wouldn't have been a sign to many other people, but to them, it was a most important sign, a staggering sign. The long-expected king, the long-prophesied Messiah, wasn't headed to a palace. Now, this king was going to be different. This was a sign that he was going to be sacrificed. The unblemished Son of God, wrapped in cloths and put in a manger, was a sign that he, like the lambs, would be sacrificed. They knew the Messiah was born, but they also knew where he was headed. I want you to think of the first verse of the beautiful Christmas hymn, "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." By the way, you don't have to look it up, but it's hymn 87 in our red hymnal. First verse is this: "Hark, the herald," I won't sing, don't worry. "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumphs of the skies, with angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." So this Christmas, as you head home after church to wherever you might be going, please remember who the reason for the season is and what the reason for his coming is. God knew what the world needed. It needed, as the kids so rightly told us, a rescuer, somebody to save them. And so he sent his son, Jesus to do the things that we cannot do. John the Baptist proclaimed Jesus' identity to the whole world to hear. And remember, one that the shepherds in Bethlehem knew very, very clearly. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. From John chapter 1, verse 29. And we proclaim tonight glory to the newborn King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.